I've been introducing you to specialists at Lenwood Royal Hospital and Heart Center in Kimberley all morning. Joining me now is Dr. Dominique Kakuza, the only cardiologist in the Northern Cape. Morning and welcome.
Morning. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You say 2 months in the Northern Cape. Wow.
Yes. It's been quite a journey. I'm loving it. I'm loving the people, loving the patients, loving to meet everyone. It's a very pleasant environment.
Welcome to Central South Africa.
Thank you.
And Dr. Kakuza, why would someone need a cardiologist?
So there's multiple reasons. From a symptom point of view, there's many things. One, for a patient with heart failure, for example, one would feel breathlessness, tired, swelling of the legs, inability to lie flat. Those are the cardinal symptoms of heart failure. That's one reason. Then there's other reasons, such as if one should have coronary artery disease, that could either be present acutely as an acute coronary syndrome, that's a heart attack, or more chronically with a chronic chest pain, which would look and type to see whether it's typical. That such a patient would also need to see a cardiologist for that, because we may need to intervene in such patients. Then there's other conditions such as palpitations, where patients would present with arrhythmias, where they present with palpitations, dizziness, falling. So these are just a few of the reasons why this patient would need to see a cardiologist, so we could optimize and treat them accordingly.
So what is the difference between a cath and a stent?
Cath and a stent. Okay, so a cath is a diagnostic tool which we use, which enables us to visualize the coronary arteries. So that's a coronary angiogram, which is part of the cath. There's different types of caths, one could say. And that's where you visualize the arteries by injecting dye in the arteries, and you can see the outline of the arteries, if there's any occlusions or anything that needs to be open. A stent would be the step which you do within the cath, where you'd open the diseased vessel by putting a framework on that thing, a metal backbone, to keep the artery open, and therefore relieving a patient of the symptoms of chest pain, or in the acute setting, for heart attacks.
So today is World Stroke Day, am I right? If you didn't know, it is. It's World Stroke Day.
Okay, now we know.
I'm telling the only cardiologist in the Northern Cape. And I just think it's important that what you and I are talking about on World Stroke Day, to just remind people that if any of those symptoms do occur, to perhaps make touch with a cardiologist.
Yes. And the good thing is I am here at Kimberley full-time. We do run a full-time service. The idea is just to alleviate all the problems that you have here and take out the question of patients who are local, who don't have the means to travel, to provide a local service for such patients, which I think is quite important, because many patients wouldn't be able to travel and then they stay with the symptoms at home, and sometimes the outcomes are poor in such cases.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you at our next visit at Lenwood Royal Hospital and Heart Center. And we wish you many happy years in the Northern Cape.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Dr. Dominique Kakuza is at Lenwood Royal Hospital and Heart Center in Kimberley. If you would like to know more about our broadcast here today, it's easy on our Facebook page, OFM, The Sound of Your Life.